Und ja, ich werde jetzt ein bisschen etwas erzählen. Soweit ich weiß, ist heute der Erscheinungstag von Krishna Das, Kaviraj Goswami und Raghunath Das. So, gut. Jayadha Matava Gunya Vihari Adha Matava Gunya Vihari Jayadha Matava Gunya Vihari Gopirana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Gopirana Vallabha Girivara Dhari Yasoda Nandana Braja Janarandana Yamuna Tira Vanachari Vanachari Yamuna Tira Vanachari Radha Madhava Gunya Vihari Radha Madhava Gunya Vihari Jaya Prabhu Parajaya Prabhu Parajaya Prabhu Parajila Prabhu Parajaya Prabhu Parajaya Prabhu Parajaya Prabhu Jaya Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai, Gauranitai, Jaya Gauranitai. Hare Krishna. Bananani, die haben wir eine Kerze hier? Oder Kerzen, so Teelichter? So, Hare Krishna! Thank you. Everyone is getting ready for the night. Drinking
and putting on
aromas, mosquito repellent. Danuda Maharaj will leave us, but to return, he will go quarter past six to make his telephone conference in Braj. I think you should tell your participants that I'm here and I'm seeing Giriraj and Govinda Kund, and I just preached to the Swiss devotees and the...
You know everything I'll say.
Hare Krishna.
Yeah. Well, it's great, right? Begins some connection.
Very, very, very nice. Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Suti Devi Pranamami Hari Priye
Hare
Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta
Radha Kanta
Namostute
Namostute
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Krishna, Krishna,
Krishna, Hare Hare.
Krishna, Krishna, Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
Rama, Rama, Hare Hare.
For me, a visit to Vrindavan, this is our Mataji, sister of Dinabandhu. Yeah, she is always cooking for devotees. She just loves to serve the Vaishnavas. So, Anande, to see you, Mataji. So much Anand. Hare Krishna. These are jewels of the heart. I have been coming to Vrindavan for some years now, and for me a visit in Vrindavan is always only complete when there is a change in my heart. A change in the heart can be perceived when you enter the second heart. There are two hearts, the Hrit, or the Hridaya, the heart where we speak of the external manifestations of our psyche, and then there's a chitta, which is often described to be the innermost heart. When we just change the external heart, that means we have some other thoughts, maybe by adopting a new spiritual path, adopting Krishna consciousness, that's one thing. But these thoughts can change. They may be good one day and bad the other day. What we are really looking for is not the change on the external level of the heart, but it is the change in the innermost heart. It's called the chitta. You can give an example. The ocean has waves on the surface, but deep inside there is something which goes deeper. So the mind has thoughts on the surface, they are like waves, but there is a deep thing. That's the place where our deepest desires rest. That's the underground of the mind. And the citta, the consciousness. And it is this consciousness which we wish to really change, this innermost part of the heart. This we can reach by chanting. The purification of the heart can happen by chanting, by hearing and by thinking. The external mind can be changed, but only by chanting the deeper innermost core of the heart can be changed, and some real transformation can happen. I would like to give you an example of this, which was recited to me when I was in Man Mandir just a few, I believe, 2 days ago. The devotees there organize a yearly Brajmandal Parikram, which lasts 40 days. And one lady had taken part in last year's Parikram, and actually, due to the exertion, had died. So the organizers of the Parikram thought, let's make a pyre for her, a Bestattungshaufen, and place her on it. And before we burn her, we have to phone her relatives from Delhi so that they can quickly come. So the relatives were in the process of coming. This Ramesh Baba, who believes very much in kirtan, said, let's do a kirtan. And he organized a very powerful kirtan, maybe like you hear in the background, the wampas and medanga, and it became a very powerful kirtan. Somehow that kirtan was blessed, and all of a sudden the lady, she was lying already. She was diagnosed by a doctor to be dead. She just was lying there like this. And all of a sudden she sat up. This is almost too much for the camera to believe. And everyone in the Parikram party went, ghost, ghost, ghost. They were afraid that maybe some evil spirit had entered the lady. The lady was just peacefully sitting there, moving along with the kirtan, and finally dancing to the kirtan. She felt very happy. And she lived for 4 years afterwards without any problem. This could not have happened if someone would have preached philosophy to her. This only happened by the strength and power of the holy name of the Lord. So my point is, oh, Hare Krishna, Dinabandhuji, so beautiful. Thank you, Jai Radhe. Wow. You are an artist.
It's bhakti. Everything gets more beautiful.
Thank you so much, Dinabandhuji. This looks more beautiful. Thank you. Thank you. So beautiful. This even has very interesting symbolic meaning. The sign actually means a long life, all auspiciousness to everyone. So, real transformation of the heart is happening at the moment when our citta, our deepest self, is changed. You can chant Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, and dress like a devotee, and talk philosophy, but the heart of you can be changed only by the sound of the holy name, which reaches through the external areas of the mind and goes to where the life force is, the chetana, the consciousness, and inspires it there. So in my own life and Krishna consciousness, I have also seen that I have done many things in my life trying to change my heart, my heart, mind, my consciousness, and I have seen it's very, very difficult. It's not possible so easily. But I come every year to Braj. I'm trying to come. Sometimes I'm not having the invitation of Radharani. But I'm personally trying to come every year to Braj to just chant. Because it is my faith, and by now a little bit my experience, that by coming on the month of Kartik to Braj and chant, there is an empowerment which can actually affect the deep, deep change of the heart which we are looking for, each one of us. And I would like to read to you a very, very nice section. This is very good, of Prabhupada's purport, where he speaks about the whole purpose of this Krishna consciousness. He says, oh, thank you, Maharaji. Thank you. I will take... Thank you. The whole process of spiritual culture is aimed at changing the heart of the living being in the matter of his eternal relation with the Supreme Lord, a subordinate servant, which is his eternal constitutional position. You know, this whole process is meant to change the heart so that we can find ourselves in our constitutional position as a servant, with the body of a servant. It is expected that by discharging regulated devotional service, one must manifest the change of heart. It is expected. Nityananda, have you fulfilled this expectation that your heart is changed? You must ask yourself this. Bhagavati, is your heart changed? Is this expected result there? If there is no such change, then the heart must be considered steel-framed, for it is not melted even when there is chanting of the holy name of the Lord. We must always remember that hearing and chanting are the basic principles of discharging devotional duties. And if they are properly performed, there will follow the reactional ecstasy with signs of tears in the eyes and standing of the hairs on the body. So Prabhupada says, by doing this program of hearing and chanting, when you do them properly, the result is that there will be tears in the eyes and the standing of the hairs on the body. My question, Vedavyas, Prabhu, are there tears in your eyes when you chant? And are your hair standing on end? Ananda Chaitanya, my question to you is the expected result coming into your life? Are you experiencing ecstasy? Let's continue. If the reaction does not take place, even after continuous hearing and chanting of the Lord's holy name, it may be considered to be due to offenses only. So, So this is, thank you very much, Maharaj. Oh, thank you. Thank you. This is a very wonderful. This is, oh yeah. So this is, I will put it here. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much, Maharaj. This is a very good tool. My dear devotees, in a Braj, this miracle of the change of heart or the total transformation can take place because it is the dust of Vrindavan which has not changed since Krishna walked with his empowering lotus feet, his blissful lotus feet, over this sacred ground, the sacred space, if I could repeat what Narada Maharaj has so nicely explained to us. It is here where we can have another take on it. When you record a song, then you say, take. This is the first take. And sometimes when you are in the first take, you goof it up, to speak in New York slang. You make a mistake. Then you say, let's make take two. And then you again sing this song. I remember Syamananda, when we went to Hannover and made this album, the temple songs, we had to take sometimes three takes on one song. Because we just didn't get it right. The rhythm was not right, the singing was not right, this and that was not right. So then we take another take, another attempt, another, and then finally we get it right. So the chanting of the holy name, when we still don't feel the ecstasy of Krishna consciousness, we must take another take on it. The first thing is we must reconsider the 10 offenses of the of chanting the holy name. I believe we have a printout of this Gaurahari. Maybe you can give it. Prabhupada explains to us how we can actually avoid the 10 offenses in chanting the holy name and make another take. And we have today gone to Govardhan town to find this, to copy it from a purport. Yes. Oh, the Bengalis can sing so high. So, Prabhupada has again and again told us we must come to the offenseless state of chanting. Maharaj, we wish you the very blissful telephone conference. Yeah, Hare Krishna. He says we must first of all consider the offense by one at the feet of a pure devotee. This may be likened to the mad elephant who devastates a very good garden if it enters there. I find this very nice. You know, when you in your attempt to become Krishna conscious, it's you take the seed of bhakti which you get from a guru, you plant it in the area of your heart, hopefully your chetana, your deepest part of your heart, and then you have to water this Bhakti Lata beach regularly in the garden of your heart. Now when you make an offense, against a devotee of the Lord, then you invite a mad elephant into your heart who tramples the seed so that no growth can take place. I remember there was this great devotee, Tulsidas, who sang songs of devotion in Pandapur, if I remember correctly. No, that is Tukaram. I'm speaking of Tukaram. Tukaram sang the songs, and he was not from a Brahmana background, so he became very much envied by the Brahmanas because so many people used to come to him to hear his devotional songs, which he sang to the Lord. Now, there was one Brahmana in the neighborhood who had always received many people for spiritual counseling. But now all these people didn't come to him, but went to his neighbor Tukaram and gave him the donations which they used to give to him. This Brahmana was so furious that one night when Tukaram came home, he waited behind a bush with a stick and he mercilessly attacked Tukaram and clapped him down. Only with the greatest of effort could Tukaram go to his house, and he lay on the ground bleeding. Now, when the Brahmana had beaten him so much, unrecognized in the darkness of the night, he had lost a little something, a little chatter, like a little thing you put around here. Something which Vedavyas Babu has, I will show you. Something small. He had lost it when he was beating, and it had fallen on Tukaram, and he had bound himself, you know, to bind his wounds a little bit. So when he came up in the daylight, you know, he had been lying all night, he couldn't sleep, the body hurt so much. He had looked at the chatter and he recognized, it's the chatter of my neighbor. The Brahmana who lives next to me has beaten me. I must have done a huge offense. So he went to him and said, Aparadi, me aparadi, I'm a great sinner. Please forgive me. The Brahmana thought, he's asking me for forgiveness? And he totally changed. He went to Tukaram and said, I'm the offender, not you. I was in the bush. Now, how did you know that it was me? And then Tukaram said, your chatter, here's your chatter. I've smeared it with my blood. I will wash it as soon as I can. I'm little broken in my body. So the Brahmana was just so moved that he changed and became one of the first disciples of Tukaram. This story has a very important point for us. To commit offense against a devotee, I think we all know we shouldn't do it against a pure devotee, right? But what is about the not so pure devotee, the normal person, who actually makes a mistake? My dear devotees, if you want that your bhakti lata grows, don't even be hard and heavy to a very fallen and bad person who makes a mistake. Because ninda is the word used for Vaishnava aparad. Ninda means to think about the fault of another. Do you understand this definition? It doesn't mean to criticize someone for what he did wrong. the thing which is forbidden, Ninda, is to think about the fault of another person, to just absorb yourself in your mind with the fault of another, because there is a law. There is a law, Dvijanayaka. The moment you think bad about someone, even if he is bad, all his mistakes come to you. This is the way the mind works. Yes, people do things which are wrong. Yes, people behave in impossible ways. But if you think about them and about this, you doing them the greatest favor. You are absorbing the bad from them and put it in your heart. Hare Krishna. So don't commit Vaishnav Ninda. That is, think about bad about Vaishnavas. Think good about them. It's a new understanding. Then, one must be very careful to guard himself against such offenses at the feet of pure devotees, Prabhupada says, just as one protects a creeper by all-round fencing. Now he makes another point. It so happened that by the watering process some weeds are also grown, and unless such weeds are uprooted, the nurturing of the main creeper or the creeper of Bhakti Yoga may be hampered. Actually, these weeds are material enjoyment, merging of the self in the absolute without separate individuality, and many other desires in the field of religion, economic development, sense enjoyment, and emancipation. There are many other weeds, like disobedience to the tenets of the revered scriptures, unnecessary engagements, killing animals, and hankering after material gain, prestige and adoration. So, Prabhupada here says that as you pour water on this precious seed of this precious plant of devotional service, also other desires in your heart may be nourished by this water. You may find all of a sudden, as you continue your chanting, sexual desires coming up. You may find, as you are chanting, desires for positions in this world come up. You may find, if you are chanting proper, that all of a sudden, you know, crazy things come up in your mind. Just crazy, crazy things. Like yesterday we were in the Govardhan Parikrama and we chanted, and at the end we all sat under a tree and we all remembered our Parikrama. And for some of us, we had some bad thoughts during Parikrama. Yes. They came up. Because the moment the nourishing water comes and you are not yet pure, also the impure things which lie in your heart might become nourished. Hare Krishna, I think you never have thought that kirtans and other nice things can just nourish material weeds. It can happen and it does happen all the time. Have you noticed sometimes when you chant, you are surprised what happens. It's like when the rains come to a dry area, you are surprised what grows everywhere. Last year it had not rained in Vrindavan, and Giriraj was not as beautiful as he is now. It looked like a desert here at the same time where we are here. Now it has rained sufficiently, and we are surprised how much plants and flowers and everything is there. So in Krishna consciousness, sometimes even small things may happen. I'm not speaking that someone who chants the pure holy name will find out that his heart something grows. But someone who is not yet so pure, so many weeds can come. When you go on Kartik Vrata, you will be surprised what you see in your heart. You will be really surprised. You can expect miracles. That's why sometimes when devotees are in Krishna consciousness after some time, you see so many weeds have come. Weeds which previously were not in existence, which were not seen in their lives. They were maybe not arrogant, but now they are arrogant. They were not having so many foolish desires, but now they have all these desires. It's because they have not taken care that while the bhakti plant is watered, also these seeds of material enjoyment are also watered. They have not taken care to uproot these weeds very carefully and very conscientiously. You can find this. You practice Krishna consciousness, and all of a sudden, I want to say this to our young devotee, the mind is agitated with so many discotheque-like material desires. It happens again, always, because the seeds are still there. And you must be very careful that not the wrong plant grows. The wrong plant, you must throw it away, weed it out, and see that the real plant, the bhakti lata, will grow very strongly. This is here in this purport. Prabhupada warns us, if sufficient care is not taken, then the watering process may only help to breed the weeds. Watering process means chanting and hearing. Only weeds come. If you are not careful, stunting or blocking the healthy growth of the main creeper, and the result is there's no fructification of the ultimate requirement, love of God. Therefore, Prabhupada comes to the conclusion, the devotees must be very careful to uproot the different weeds in the very beginning. Only then will the healthy growth of the main creeper, the bhakti plant, not be stunted. I often get letters from devotees, wonderful devotees, who describe to me that as they are watering their Krishna consciousness, also other desires come up. You need to take them out. You need to identify them and then uproot them. Don't play with these desires. Don't allow them to grow by giving them food. Carefulness must be there. Oh, Dhanyavad. Very good. Very good, Dhanyavaduji. And by so doing, when you do this, when you throw out these discotheque desires, the devotee is able to relish the fruit of love of God and thus live practically with Lord Krishna, even in this life. And then he is able to see the Lord in every step. The highest... Would you like to see Krishna, Syamananda? Yes. Would you like to live with him step by step? I think we all would like to feel that association. Sachi Devi. Then you must become a gardener. And you must know only two things. Water the creeper of devotion, of your bhakti. Be very self-analytical when you come to your spiritual master. Don't be afraid that he may point out some mistake, and don't defend the mistakes. Accept it so that he can teach you further, so that, and uproot these unnecessary plant. Then the bhakti plant can grow so nicely. And when it, as it grows very nicely, the bhakti plant will... Oh, dhanyavad, very good, very good, dhanyavad. Then you will achieve the highest perfection of life, which is to enjoy life constantly in the association of the Lord. This is the process. If you would like to read about this, it can be found in the second canto of the Bhagavatam, chapter 2. I think it's the purport of text 30, right? It should be written. Okay. Yeah, it's text 30. It's really a very, very wonderful list which can help you to come to the state where you will actually be able to associate with Krishna through the holy name. It's very, very deep knowledge. It's very wonderful from Srila Prabhupada. Very wonderful. I now would like to tell you a little bit about Raghunathas Goswami. In Vilap Kusha Manjali, our Raghunathas Goswami has written, "I worship the moon-like Lord Chaitanya, who with the ropes of mercy suddenly pulled me out of the deep, waterless well of material life." He says, Lord Chaitanya came, saw him in the dark well of material existence, and took mercy on him by putting ropes down, and then said, "Grab these ropes, grab these ropes." And then he pulled him out. He says, "It's so difficult to come out of this well, which is full of limitless suffering. But Lord Chaitanya gave me shelter at the tips of his feet that are more beautiful than full-grown lotus flowers. And he gave me into the loving care of Swarup Damodar." Raghunathas Goswami is just remembering, I was in my old life. It was full of suffering. Then Gaurachandra came, like the moon, in the night. And this moon, it was special. Moon rays of mercy came down. And ropes came down. Catch this mercy, which is like ropes. And I will lift you up. This Gauranga Mahaprabhu, who is just so merciful to the fallen souls. After this, Raghunathas Goswami renounced this material life. Practiced renunciation. For the devotees of Lord Chaitanya, renunciation of material life is very, very important. The renunciation of material desires is very important.
Important,
yes. Yes, yes. My dear devotees, if the cup of our heart is full with so many material desires, then it is occupied. To give you an example, how can I pour water into this glass when it is full with cloth? No place. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu becomes very happy when the devotee takes out and renounces one by one these unnecessary discotheque-like desires. No, material desires. Huh? And they come out because now the cup is full, it's empty. Now the water can be put inside and the water can stay in here. So our Raghunath Das Goswami, who was really like a prince, who lived at a house which was like a palace, and he was compared with Indra, the king of the heavenly planets. But he gave all this house, sons, relatives, to take shelter. You know, when Krishna sees that a devotee takes shelter in him by giving up his old life, he becomes very, very happy. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, Lord Krishna tells this to Durvasa. He says, how can I let down my devotees? How can I disappoint my devotees who have given up home, sons, relatives to take shelter of me? How can I not be there for them? They have given us space. They have emptied the glass. How can I not give them what they want, Vedavyas Prabhu? I must give them what they want. It is my vow to give them what they want. So this renunciation is very important for those who wish to advance in Krishna consciousness. Now it's very interesting to mark what type of renunciation we perform in Gaudiya Vaishnavism. I think when we hear detachment, our spine chills. Oh no, not this. I don't want to give up something of my what I do. Detachment in Gaudiya Vaishnavism always means attachment. You have to cultivate your attachment to Krishna. When you have attachment in your heart, Nityananda, when your heart is full with the attachment for Krishna, detachment is a natural byproduct. And the example is Yudhishthira Maharaj. Yudhishthira Maharaj lived in the palace. His body was constantly adorned with sandalwood. He was given priceless garlands with gold. But because he only wanted Krishna, Ha Krishna, well, he didn't notice the garlands. He didn't notice the palace. It's something in my life. There's something when I want to go to the restroom, when there's an urgent need to go to the bathroom, then Madhva Muni can offer me the best prasadam cooked by Kishori with love and devotion. But I will say, Right now I can't go because my mind is in the bathroom. I have to go there first. Someone could give me $1,000. I would say, I have no time for this now. I have to go to the bathroom. I have to go very fast. Even Jacqueline could teach me a new Pilates exercise for permanent eternal health. And I would say, Jacqueline, I'm sorry, I just have to run now. I'm very sorry. Don't take it personally. Do you follow the point of... It's not hard for me to detach myself from food, from money, and from health when I'm attached to go to another place, you know. So, you have to learn your attachment to Krishna Ananda Chaitanya. You have to increase your attachment to Krishna, Krishna Rupa. Yes. Dina Bandhu, attachment, raga for Krishna, this has to increase. Very important. Then it is not difficult for us to practice vairagya. It's not difficult. Because we have another need now. So this faith in Krishna, this attachment to Krishna, will grow in a natural and spontaneous way if you spend some time in Braj. It is described by Rupa Goswami in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu that if you spend time in Braj, you will develop an attachment, Ananda Chaitanya, for Syam Sunda in a very natural way. This is bound to happen. All of you who have come from Switzerland with Krishna, with our Shamananda and Ratnamanjari, you will find when you are home, your attachment to Krishna has grown. Now you may be tired. Now you may sweat. Now you may think, when do I get my Röstis again? Eine Schweizer Präparation, die es in sich hat. You may think like this, but when you come back from Braj, your attachment to Krishna will have grown a little bit more. Especially this grows when you perform some good sadhana here. When you learn to be alone with Krishna, when you offer him a rows of names. So our Raghunath Das Goswami, let me just talk. When he arrived in Puri, after he had given up his home, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said to him, "Oh, here's a prince. You are very fortunate that you have escaped material life, which is like a ditch to which people go to pass stool, Haribo." Then Raghunath said in his mind, he didn't want to answer. He said, Mahaprabhu had said, "By the mercy of Krishna, you have given up your material life." Then Raghunath in his mind said, "No, no, my lord, I don't know Krishna. I only know you. You have helped me." So when he arrived in Puri, after having traveled and left his home, the Lord gave him great compassion and placed him into the hands of Swarup Damodar. Every day Raghunath Das Goswami was eating for some time from the money which his father had sent him. But one day he felt, if I accept the money of materialists, that's not good. What I should do is, I should stand at the entrance gate of the temple and ask the people who come in and out to give me some prasadam of Jagannath. Then he felt, after some time, when I'm standing at the temple gate, I'm looking at everyone, how he can benefit me. I'm like a prostitute who looks at other men and thinks, this man can give me 100 rupee and stay with me, or whatever it is. I don't want this. And therefore he went to the food for life department in Puri, that is the food for the poor, and he stood in line and ate the food there. One day he came to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and asked him, can you give me personal instructions? And I feel these personal instructions are instructions for us if we want to stay in Vrindavan in a successful way. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, I have already given you to Swarup Damodar, but since you are asking me, I will give you these instructions. Don't speak about any mundane topics and don't hear what mundane people say. If you want to stay in Vrindavan, don't engage in this mundane discussions. Sometimes when a movement comes together to celebrate, there's a lot of movement talks. Oh, this one, that one, this happened, that this did not happen. Don't do this. Don't read the newspapers in the Holy Dharma. Stay here. Don't talk about your body and what is not right and what is not... I mean, there's something little we need to talk, but not... Speak about spiritual subjects. Then don't be here to eat nicely or dress nicely. Always chant the name. This is Gauranga Mahaprabhu. And don't expect honor for yourself. Instead, give honor to everyone. And mentally in your mind, serve Radha and Krishna in Braj. These are instructions of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to Raghunath Das Goswami. So, Raghunath Das Goswami, he is not a human being like we. He is extraordinary. He renounced more and more until he finally ate the food which even the cows would not accept any longer. That was the rotten rice from which he cleansed. Then he ate only the inside of the rice. This is what he ate. One day Swarup Damodar was asked by Gauranga, how does your Raghunath Das Goswami eat? Oh, said Swarup Damodar, he eats just this rice which was offered to Jagannath and which could not be sold in the market. This rice has been then put by the merchants into the garbage and he cleans it, and that's what he eats. So Gauranga went to Raghunath and said, my dear Raghunath, your example of renunciation is so much. I want to eat your prasadam. And he came and he ate the rice from Raghunath's hand. He said, you are having feasts here? You're eating so luxuriantly, but you are not inviting me? Now I'm coming and I'm forcibly eating. And he ate that rice because he felt so much honored and so happy about this amount of renunciation. It's something which we will most properly never do. Don't even try. You would become sick and mental. It's not required also. This is Raghunath Das Goswami. We are people of the world. We should follow the example of Yukta Vairagya, where we simply take what is given to us, where we simply fulfill our needs, but cultivate our attachment to Krishna. Therefore, I was telling you the example of Yudhishthira Maharaj. And this attachment to Krishna you can cultivate very easily by performing sadhana in Vrindavan, by chanting the holy name in the association of devotees in Kirtan. Gauranga Mahaprabhu was so merciful to Raghunath Das. He gave him his own Shila. It was a Shila which one Shankara Saraswati had brought from Vrindavan and had given to Gauranga Mahaprabhu in Puri. It was a Shila which Gauranga sometimes kept to his heart. It was a Giriraj Shila. He thought, this is my Krishna. And when he was chanting and doing bhajan Hare Krishna, he kept this Shila to his heart or near his eyes. Sometimes he would smell the Shila. The Shila was washed with the tears of Lord Gauranga. And it is this Shila, this Govardhan Shila, which Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave to Raghunath. Also, Gauranga Mahaprabhu gave him a garland of little gunya berries, which signifies Srimati Radharani, which he had also received from the Shankara Saraswati. And he had previously worn it. So Gauranga gave it to Raghunath and said, you wear it, my present. And Raghunath understood by this that my Gauranga Mahaprabhu is giving me the shelter of Giriraj in Vrindavan and the shelter of Srimati Radharani. This is how he lived his life. He lived Radha Kund. He drank his buttermilk, and he only one cup. I heard every 4 days one cup, or every day one cup. He was very much absorbed in thinking of Radha and Krishna in his mind. He would offer obeisances to 2,000 Vaishnavas each day. By going down, he would offer obeisances to the Leela stars, to the places where the pastimes were taking place. And he was really relishing Vrindavan. He could do this by the mercy of the Lord. For 22 and a half hours a day, he would do Krishna Bhajan. Only Raghunath Das Goswami can do such a thing. And he gives us an example how we can stay in Vrindavan, free from pride and fixed on our one goal, that is to go back home, back to Godhead. Oh no, develop our loving relationship to Krishna. My dear devotees, keep Vrindavan sacred. Keep your Vrindavan experience sacred. Don't become familiar with Vrindavan. Always think you are a beginner here in Vrindavan. Always remain very careful. Guard yourself against offenses. Be super careful. This is a place where you can gain treasures. This is a place where you can get what you can get at no other place. That is first-class attachment for Krishna with some real spiritual emotions in your heart. So I want to keep in mind that we have our devotees from Switzerland who need to go to Vrindavan still today, and we should not go too late. So I will stop here, and I will just meet with all of you just for 5 minutes, and we speak in the sweet German language. I want to thank all of you for having come today to this place. We may be foreigners, we may be strangers, but by the touch of Vrindavan we can also develop good feelings for Krishna. Consider the clouds. The clouds are ocean-born. They are foreigners to Vrindavan. They come here with the wind, and then they are over the in the sky. But still, even when the clouds see Krishna, they develop bhava for him, and they shade him so that no sun can come on him. They are foreigners like me. So the clouds then rain flowers down, and a soft drizzle of water. They are very, very kind to Krishna. They think Krishna and me, we are of the same group, because we are doing welfare for the people. Krishna does welfare for the whole world, and I'm doing welfare for a few people by giving water to them and shade. Hare Krishna. So Krishna and me, we are of the same quality. We want to benefit everyone. What has happened to the clouds? They are ordinary strangers from the ocean, foreigners from Australia, or foreigners from Germany, or foreigners from Switzerland. But by the touch of Vrindavan, they have developed bhava for Krishna, love for Krishna. And they therefore, when the wind comes and wants to push them out of Vrindavan, they don't want to go, they want to stay. They want to keep Dhamvasa. And this is the power of Vrindavan. It can make you attached to Krishna, like the example of the clouds show us. So I want to request you now to very lovingly call with me. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe. Shyam Bolo Giriraj Maharaj Ki Sisi Srila Prabhupada Ki Sisi Gauri Thai Ki Sisi Radha Kanaya Lal Ki Jai Govinda Kund Ki Jai Sisi Radha Gopinath Ki Jai The Govinda Kund Vasis Ki Go Premanandi Hari Hari Go Hare Krishna. Thank you. So good seva. So good seva. 100% good seva. Thank you. Very santosh. Thank you. Dhanyavad. Yeah, Arati Thakurji. Yes, yes.
Also, we have asked Baba to cook for all of us so that we can share some prasadam. He did a very nice service. They are expert cook. And I guess without chili for a Western style of cooking, I think it's the best roti you can find in Braj Ahmed here. So I don't know also according the time for the Swiss devotee.
You missed after okay, you know that?
Yeah, I'm missing again, yeah. Eigentlich ist auch schon da.
Oh ja. Haben wir, kannst du den vielleicht kurz, can you maybe take some chapatis and give them something for the way? Was habt ihr für einen Weg?
Was habt ihr für Fahrzeug? Wir haben zwei Autos hier, aber es ist nicht nötig, dass wir das
sagen. Sonst ist er offended. Sonst ist er offended. He will feel offended. Wir können uns ja ganz kurz. Geht das noch? Also 5 deutsche Minuten oder meint ihr, ihr müsst weg?
Wir sind wirklich zu spät schon.
Yeah. Ja.
Also, ihr müsst uns einfach entschuldigen.
Ja, 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 ja.
Wir haben noch nicht gewusst, ja, das ist ein bisschen länger geht.
Ja, ja. No, es ist völlig. Nein. Es ist. Ja. Why don't you. Run, and if you can catch them at the car, you are lucky, man. They really have to go. Yeah.
If it looks also, they don't want to take anything.
No, no. Then we actually, it's okay. It's okay. Yeah. You could give. You could give. 999. Yes, it's okay. You could give. Und ja, wie lange bleibt ihr noch in Vrindavan?
Nur noch heute ist drei Tage, glaube ich.
Drei Tage noch, ja.
Am 16. Abend gehen.
Am 16. fahrt ihr weg. Ich war sehr froh, eure Gruppe noch. Ich hörte, ihr Schweizer Devotees, brecht jetzt sofort auf. Lasst mich wenigstens Hari Bol zu euch sagen. Ja, ja, ja.
Also, Masa Muni.
Vielleicht nimmst du dir deinen kleinen Stuhl oder.
He gave me. We can stop it. So.